my God. Oh, my gosh.
We just turned the virtual corner.
No way.
I know. That's the thing. There's actually some molding in this, too.
No.
So, like if you get low enough, you can see some mold. You don't see the bottom of it enough to see if it's really nice or not. But you see, you do see like a wood finish on there.
Is that a beard?
Wow.
I feel like
it. Neat.
What?
So there's like,
huh?
So we just turned the corner in our virtual room of pictures. So
how meta?
All right. Yeah.
So like, after a while, the frames get kind of uncreative.
It's a room in a room.
We've
it's
run like, out of space.
We're in Wayne's basement.
In our virtual
This
isn't
Wayne's basement.
It just keeps
Garth,
going.
That was a haiku.
So what are we talking about? What are we structuring for this mic check?
For the mic check, I mean, President's Day is next week. Family Day is Family Day in Canada, technically, is next week, next Monday.
Oh, is it?
So we could all say what we're doing on Family Day in Canada, or President's Day in America, or
America.
We could come up with leap year stuff, I guess.
I'm having a leap day of design at my house. It's gonna be a potluck.
What?
Yeah. We get an extra day, so we're using that extra day to reach out and take the leap, starting a nonprofit. So we have a big think tank at potluck because people think best when they have food at my house. I mean, not just at my house, but in general.
In general, if you're fueled, then you're good
only
to go.
At his house.
Only at my house is food and actual brain fuel.
There's a line out the door.
bitch. I need to think. Please let me in. Be like, did you bring something for potluck?
I have gum.
Ain't gonna cut it.
I brought a stone. It's going in the stew.
Yeah.
Stone soup.
I love that book.
Wow.
I remember making that.
Adam.
Stone soup. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
I do.
Yeah, it just happened.
Ah, my childhood. It's there.
What was that? That was second
grade, I think.
Second grade-ish?
Air bubble in the throat. Hello, different voice. All right. Oh, there it goes. Better. I just remember my second grade teacher, Mrs. Erickson, burying a donut hole and saying, tomorrow it will be magical. And she fucking brought in a dead twig and put donuts, mini donuts on it. And she said, we grew a tree. The next day was Saturday, actually. And Dad went out and got donuts. And he got pissed at me because I buried a long john in the backyard.
I can call shenanigans on that because I remember they didn't bury a donut. They buried Cheerios.
No, Mrs. Erickson buried a donut hole
because
she said it's a donut seed.
Because Mrs. Herzig did Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
She put a couple in there and then covered it up, and you know, lo and behold, came back.
See, I
donuts.
Call shenanigans on all of it because it's bullshit. If it was, I would be playing a fucking Long John farm and be set for life.
Yeah, but ever since most of the Krispy Kremes around here closed, I think it might have gone under.
Man, I don't give a rat's ass about Krispy Kreme. I'm a Long John dude. They didn't have Long Johns, so screw them and their delicious
and
tasty treats.
And those Long Johns would be organic.
They would.
So
it
all natural.
Trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
Dude, we could have a donut co-op.
Why don't we?
Because it's not real. Because there's so many delicious donut shops out there.
We would be wasting donuts by burying them. And we would be the crazy people burying donuts.
Have you had a Long John with maple glazing
and
two pieces of bacon on top?
Yes.
Whoa.
Sweet mother of God.
Dude, don't judge it until you've tried it. I see that look.
You think it's going to not be delicious?
No, I'm pausing for a different reason because there was a guy in Las Vegas who had a heart attack at the Heart Attack Cafe.
At
Heart Attack Grill, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Meta.
Where everybody comes in and you get placed in a wheelchair and like nurses that are dressed like Playboy nurses, like porn nurses, wheel you around and then they serve you a prescription, which is your burger. And the dude was,
I don't know if he wasn't even 50. He was in his 40s.
Fuck.
And he was eating a triple bypass burger and had a heart attack.
Lo and behold.
And everybody thought it was a joke, and it wasn't. And the owner's like, seriously, call 911, because he's the one dressed up like a doctor with no, you know, actual doctoring skills.
Yeah.
So he calls 911, and he was like totally disgusted with everybody. He's like, oh, people were like taking pictures, like it was some sort of stunt. And I was trying to tell them that it's not actually a stunt. Coincidentally, their 575-pound 29-year-old mascot also died of a heart attack last year. So,
oops.
R.I.P.
Whoa.
This is the manly mic check.
Yeah.
Filled with meat and murder. By meat.
I ordered, going to the meat thing, I went to Wendy's today, and I got a double when I paid for a single,
nice.
Which made me nervous and a lot less hungry throughout the rest of the day.
James and I went down to Texas recently, home of the Whataburger, where you can order things double-double animal style.
Just like In-N-Out Burger.
Yes, but you can also order it at Whataburger.
And Whataburger.
It's delicious. Greasy. And slightly disgusting, but delicious. Because I did it one day, and I could not do it the second day.
No.
But no. To our granddad's credit, he is 96, and he pounded down Whataburger 2 days in a row.
Way to go.
And I say, if you're 96 years old, and you want to eat Whataburger,
eat whatever the fuck you want.
Eat whatever you want. Bring the man whatever he wants. Because seriously, if you're going to have Whataburger, and you're going to be in love with Whataburger, eating it 2 days in a row is not going to be any worse than eating it one day in a row.
Right. wasn't it Lewis Black who was talking about there's some stand-up comedian who was talking about a guy who was living on like malt liquor and
and
bacon.
Was Lewis Black, yeah.
That was Lewis Black,
and
yeah.
And cigarettes.
And then if he turned his life healthy, he probably would have died instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, as Grandpa says, he says, they can't kill me young anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's true.
Yeah, it's just you're not getting older. You're fermenting. For as much pipes as he's smoking, for as much Jack as he's drunk, and
wine.
The time that I've known him, you know, you get to 96 and you're just running on awesome at that point.
Yeah,
running fumes, on awesome
fumes from the Jack over the years.
James, one thing that you'll want to do is you'll kind of want to orbit. So whenever you want to talk to Dave, make sure to kind of at least still.
Sure.
There you go. Perfect. Just like that.
Ah.
Hey, David.
Hi. Hi, James.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Sound good?
Yeah. You look good. You look That's good today.
Thank you. You look good.
You've got that prominent Wheeler nose going on.
Ha ho.
Wheeler
so
nose.
So, did we actually decide on something? I mean, we could just do what's everybody doing on President's Day.
What the hell is FERT? Sorry, I see it on your fridge.
I think I got it as a part of the card game that's right by your left leg called Cow.
Okay.
Oh, man bites dog.
Cow.
Cow.
Cow. Cow.
I was looking for C-O-W.
Cow
is spelled Q-U-A-O. Pronounced cow. The ultimate dictatorship card. Did AJ give this to you?
No, I found it at a Barnes & Noble while buying your birthday gift.
Oh, very nice. But sorry, did any of you guys see the Valentines that were the dictator Valentines with the Adolf Hitler one that said, I want to make you mine? Yeah. And quit Stalin, be my Valentine. what were the other ones?
God. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, it was quality.
Mine.
Yeah,
it's true.
I want to make you mine, I believe was Adolf Hitler's.
Cow makes me think of cacao. You guys watch Portlandia?
Cacao.
You should watch.
No,
it's great.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Their secret word is cacao. Ha! When, it's like their safety word. anyway, watch Portlandia.
AJ just approved my new D&D character.
Oh, so
nice. I'm good to go.
Emily posted the
I'm no, it's the first thing that came up
orbiting.
On Facebook.
Oh, okay. Orbiting to Adam. Orbiting to David.
And pivot.
And turn. David, turn. And pivot.
That's it's beautiful.
Yeah, you like
and
that?
Two.
Yeah.
And one's
yeah,
great.
You know,
and
I,
two,
and
you're three. Being very consistent.
Pretty good. Just mid-show.
Try not to rub your beard on the
Yeah, I was
screen.
Like, I'm waiting for the beard to be like, so how's it going, guys? So,
I trimmed it. I trimmed it specifically for this.
Oh.
That's a lie.
No, that's
I just dirty lie.
No, I was humoring you.
I was about this close, and I got down this far, and then I was kind of like, maybe I should go with chops and a mustache. But then I was like, no. I'm not going to bust out the mustache until next October when I let my hair grow a little bit and go and then blow dry it and cut off everything except for the mustache and goes Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Wow. Oh, wow.
With a big old mustache.
I could see
man.
It.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you should just grow out the beard, grow out the hair, and do the blow drying thing. Bob Ross. Just saying.
I don't think I could do Bob Ross. I think I'm too fat for Bob Ross. I think I look like what you would look like if you ate Bob Ross.
You could be Bob Ross's reboot. He didn't die. He just went away for a while, and now he's back.
Frank Ross.
Fat Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Ross Bob.
Ross Bob. Angry trees.
Yeah. We're just going to put a fat-ass little cloud right in here. Just a happy fat-ass little cloud, because he's actually been eating.
And there's going to be a donut right there.
And he's been smoking
right
less peyote.
There. Another donut right about there.
Fucker loves chicken. Fried chicken. Oil.
That's a shake.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. President's Day.
Woo!
Who's your favorite president of all time?
That's a good question. Yep. Dave, what about you?
Abe Lincoln.
You son of a bitch. Adam?
Oh, gosh.
That's why I keep my beard.
You look like a Taft man.
Or a Woodrow Wilson man.
I don't know. It's skinny, fat. I don't know.
I'm actually going to go with Ulysses S. Grant because I like the name Ulysses a lot. And he's on the $50 bill, which is an underappreciated denomination, I think.
Man, I would go for Benjamin in that case because fucker flew a kite and went into history.
Wasn't a president.
Yeah. I know, still.
Not a president.
He's on the money.
You're wrong.
He's on the money.
You lose.
But I was saying for money.
President's Day.
Not Electricity Day.
I was saying for the money.
Yeah, if it was your favorite dollar day instead of President's Day, maybe that would work, okay? But
well, you just and even if it was dollar day, then it'd still be George Washington.
Yeah.
You just made my favorite asshole.
Fucker. You're right. I just found the photo. It was Be Mine.
Yeah. What were the other ones?
Roses are red, so is this state. Let us be comrades because you are great.
Yeah.
Good old Stalin.
Beautiful.
No, that's Karl Marx. What am I talking about?
Stalin is the quit Stalin and be my
Valentine. Yeah, quit Stalin and be my Valentine. There's Stalin. Fidel Castro, please don't embargo my love.
Yeah.
Message in
Leon Trotsky thinks you're hotsky.
Yeah.
And then you are the most honorable chairman of my heart.
Mao.
Aww. That's cute.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I was expecting a South Korean or North Korean.
North Korean.
North Korean.
I love iPods.
Kim Jong Il. Yes. No Kim Jong Il.
I don't want to be so runry anymore.
James, what about you? What's your favorite president?
I think my favorite president is Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah, with the fireside chats. And
Plus, I think polio. The great... Yeah, and polio. Because I'm a big polio fan.
Dude, them fuckers get around real good on horses.
Yeah, and David's just been nominated for my asshole of the day.
Brotherly love.
Great leader. Also, Eleanor Roosevelt, first lady. Legit. She was a powerhouse. Just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
She was hot, too.
She rocked it.
Not so much.
Okay.
David's getting double nominated for my what moment of the day.
What?
Say what?
Oh, thank you for the Clone High reference on this mic check.
I was almost going to go with that. I can't believe we got Eleanor Roosevelt as our gym teacher. Yeah, he's great. So for me, it's a tie.
Uh-oh.
Millard Fillmore, number 13.
Oh, nice.
Only nice because one. I remember there was a book in, I think, my third grade class that just had all of the president names. Yeah. And for some reason, Millard Fillmore, name absurd enough, just stood out.
Yeah.
Number 13. But the other one goes to Jerry Ford because of Animaniacs.
Oh.
Because his reference in that song, and Gerald Ford fell down a lot. If you're that on the Animaniacs, his only notoriety is that he fell down a lot.
Mm-hmm. If we're going for silly names, I'd go for Rutherford B. Hayes.
That's a good one.
It's pretty solid. Anytime
what
he gets
the B?
A
Rutherford.
I would like to know what the B is, and I'm
ball gonna... sweat.
Ball.
Three
Bolognese.
Three syllables in your first name.
Rutherford,
I mean, that's pretty
Rutherford.
Solid.
Yeah. Plus, Rutherford isn't exactly something that's making the top 10. You know, names given to babies.
Baby
yeah.
name.
It's not like. Okay, we're going to go with every single name from Twilight and Rutherford. Making a big comeback. Look for it. 2013, making a comeback. Rutherford.
Okay, here's the big question.
With the nickname Ruff.
Guess the middle name of Rutherford B. Hayes. Starts with a B.
Bartholomew.
No.
Benjamin?
No.
Bertrand?
No.
Brickle?
Richard.
Richard. That's awesome. That
Rutherford.
I'm changing my answer.
Hayes.
We're going with Rutherford Britcher Hayes.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. It's Beerchard.
Oh, Beerchard.
Beerchard.
Okay, I don't think he could vault Beerchard. Any higher, but I think that Beerchard.
Fucker just pole vaulted.
Rutherford Beerchard Hayes.
It's like he's just like jumping over Abe Lincoln's tall ass to the top.
Rutherford Beerchard Hayes.
Nice.
Beerchard.
Has anybody ever seen, there was a really terrible, it was a YouTube parody, but they were doing, because they were doing like history of the presidents, and it was Taft Man instead of Scat Man, and it was terrible because it basically got to like the chorus, and he just went.
Wait, like, I'm a Scat
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Taft Man. And it was just
it
his fat rumbling.
It was AJ noises.
It was kind of AJ noises.
Did anyone watch the dog show last night?
Absolutely not.
I listened to it because they were watching it upstairs.
Because honestly, the dog that won Best in Show was a Pekingese.
It was a robot.
And I couldn't watch it unless I made the AJ noise. Because it like was engineered by Swiffer.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like. It was like and it was one of those things where every other dog, the owner had to run with it. This one, the owner had to gently walk, mostly in front of it,
yeah.
Just so it'd keep up.
Myanna rewound it to show me that, and to show me the Malamute, who ran at a constant angle. And the PETA, apparently there was a PETA guy that like tried to run down and like show a sign, and so all of a sudden in the middle of like dead silence, all of a sudden you hear like whoa from the audience, and like the camera just quickly turned, and so you never saw the guy, but Myanna knew someone that was there.
Molly was there.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was one of those things of like, yeah, some guy ran down with a sign and got taken away. But never made it on camera, which is pretty impressive if you think about the production.
Because how would you try to get it on camera there? I mean, even for PETA, that's pretty...
You'd have to stick it like in the fur of the dog with like a surprise trap release or something.
You'd have a better chance throwing it onto the field
with
like
a frisbee. Yeah.
Yeah. And of all the things that PETA's going to protest...
A dog show where they take really great care of a dog.
Yeah.
Just for a competition.
Which are probably pampered more than 95% of...
People
everywhere, you know. Ridiculous.
Good agenda.
That yeah. Malamute was fluffy and funny, though. Sorry. That's all I saw.
I'm gonna do one more beer check before we start.
Oh, you know, yeah. Once we, I mean, what, we're good for the mic check, right? Everything looks good.
Yeah,
we're not peeking on anything.
No, it looks good. I mean, a little bit of peeking is fine. As long as it's not constant.
Even if we do less than that, then it doesn't get the staticky noise that we sometimes get.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're in a really good spot right now.
Okay, well, that's good.
On a technical thing, this might not be poignant for the mic check, but because I got my podcasts all resubscribed to and everything, and I subscribed to this one, and it wasn't letting me get like the first four episodes. Like, for some odd reason, it wasn't...
What are you using?
iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it was, and it wouldn't let me get it for. So what I ended up doing is I unsubscribed, and then I subscribed again. So we have a lot of subscribers by Dave Wheeler.
Did you do that?
But,
no, wait. If you unsubscribe, then you unsubscribe. It doesn't.
Yeah. No, I did. I had to do it twice, and then I could get the full catalog. But yeah, so I just figured I'd give you guys the heads up. I meant to do it as soon as it happened, but I was trying to get work done.
Yeah. Let's see. So, well, they're all there, so at least it's not that.
Who is that?
That is Andrew Nelson.
Why does he look familiar? And why is he wearing a Minnetonka Senior Surf shirt?
He was an 09 grad.
Okay.
Friend of Katie's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So that's what it is.
Well, it makes sense, because...
Yeah, he listened to our podcast and thought it was awesome and wanted to be on it. So cool. He said yes.
I have to pull up that information from Stitcher because we didn't have to say their copy.
I'm going
to
grab a Dr. Pepper.
There was, who was I talking to? Allie Heusler, I think. Said that she listened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
I think it was Allie. But another person in the Twin Cities.
Right here. Where is that thing? Here it is. Why is this yellow? So what do we have to say? We have to say...
What's happening in front of my face? I was thinking about cinnamon sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
James. David. Can you grab me a breadstick? I don't think there's any breadsticks left. Oh, is there breadsticks left?
I don't know. I haven't seen... But if you give me your bowl, I'll go get one for you.
I think there's just cinnamon sticks. There's just cinnamon sticks. I'm practicing my orbiting.
No, seriously, I think this is only a cinnamon stick.
It's okay, I'm bringing this in regardless.
Okay, I'm just letting you know, brother.
All right, so I have the copy that we need to say for Stitcher now that we're on there. Yes.
You have to say copy.
Whoa.
Yes. We are responsible for saying copy to drive people there because it'll benefit us for once it's on there.
Oh.
And two, I want to get you to the rhythm of it.
So do you just tape all the way through?
Yeah. You let it run.
Like, is it just taping while we're talking right now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean,
I heard it, I thought
it's just going to get edited anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, put it in with something cooler. I mean, I have apple cinnamon already. It's just cinnamon alone.
Okay, we've got you at Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You've been here 2 times. You're 8 days away from becoming the mayor. Nice check-in. You earned +2. Your pal Dan is the mayor here, and you're creeping on his turf.
Yeah, the description's on there.
Yes!
It's always you're creeping on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're 20 points away from this person, but you're catching up.
I like that. I like
just laughed when you checked in when we were over on the U of M campus.
That was awesome. I checked. I don't know. That day was magical. I could honestly do no wrong. Anywhere I checked in that I wanted to check in, I could do it. I could check in across campus from other shit. I checked in here from TCF Bank Stadium. So I don't know.
Well,
welcome to the old timey Wheeler Whalen Flower Hour. Brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits. Powder Milk Biscuits. They're good under gravy. And best under pressure.
And also by ketchup.
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 I put it on hot dogs.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
Paper again.
Rock. Damn.
Yeah.
Ah.
1-1.
1-1.
Oh, all right, so what we do...
Magical. Sorry.
It's a $10 box. You get a medium pizza, cinnamon sticks, and you get breadsticks. I mean, it's $1 per topping thereafter, so I paid 12, but that's not that bad. And I said
I've never seen somebody so excited about, like,
a pizza deal. God damn.
I'm sorry. That's I was hungry.
That's a motherfucking pizza deal.
I was. Right there. Oh, it totally seems like you get those mailers all the time where it's just a collection of coupons. And I think in the year and something that I've lived here, that's the first one that's actually caught my eye.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do all of us have graphic?
No, put it in your wallet.
Half of us have graphic tees on.
I changed because I was still in work garb.
I didn't. This is work garb.
This is technically my undershirt, but it's nice.
Mm. That's nice.
All right, so the run of the show is we do the intro. Adam and I banter for a second half. We introduce you guys, then you can talk. Then we'll talk about news for about half an hour. And then we'll play Movie Bluff. And if there's time and we're interested, we might do another bonus track afterward. Sound Woo! Good?
Sweet.
Turn off your phones. Or just put them on silent.
I don't do that. Oh, phones. Yeah, yeah, it's on silent.
Yep. Everybody checks and remembers.
I'm turning mine off.
I thought you meant, like, we're being short for microphones, and I was like,
No.
Don't know how.
Microphone off. David.
Right.
Right. You want to, or do you want me to?
I would love to.
Oh, no!
Or not.
Is that the news stories or is that the info? Because I wrote two pages.
This is the info.
Perfect. All right. And
this must be the news. Oh, no, that's the last week.
Yeah, news is next page. So I'll need that back afterward.
Okay, cool.
And there's your preview of everything we're going to talk about.
Secret of Kells.
That's good one.
Yeah. Oh, nice, nice, I enjoy nice. It. Okay.
Oh, and also...
There's a thing.
Yeah. Did you get the box set, or did you actually buy the screwdriver separate?
Oh, look at that.
Separate.
Okay, because they have certain seasons now that you can get with the corresponding... That's pretty sweet.
Ah, before we... Ooh. Nice.
And the ADD goes...
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so cool. Yeah, how did you get that?
eBay.
Bought it.
They also have it on ThinkGeek, I think.
I am so for that.
Have you seen the graphic that's it says knock knock? You go, who's there? Doctor. Doctor Who. And then it's just a picture of the doctor going and smiling. Sorry. Doctor Who.
I got it.
Yes.
Okay.
We're with you. All right.
So we're gonna do a moment of silence for Frank Oz and we'll get underway.
We'll miss you.
And let me get the timer up, because that would be a good thing to have. So I keep an eye on that.